Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell contains footnotes that are integral to the story. The footnotes are included here in their original order within each chapter, and each has its own audio track. Audio Renaissance and Bloomsbury Publishing present Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke. Read for you by Simon Preble. Volume 1. Mr. Norrell. He hardly ever spoke of magic, and when he did, it was like a history lesson, and no one could bear to listen to him. Chapter 1. The Library at Hertview. Autumn 1806 to January 1807. Some years ago, there was in the city of York a society of magicians. They met upon the third Wednesday of every month and read each other long, dull papers upon the history of English magic. They were gentlemen magicians, which is to say, they had never harmed anyone by magic, nor ever done anyone the slightest good. In fact, to own the truth, not one of these magicians had ever cast the smallest spell, nor by magic caused one leaf to tremble upon a tree, made one mote of dust to alter its course, or changed a single hair upon anyone's head. But with this one minor reservation, they enjoyed a reputation as some of the wisest and most magical gentlemen in Yorkshire. A great magician has said of his profession that its practitioners must pound and rack their brains to make the least learning go in, but quarrelling always comes very naturally.